I mean, ain't paid it. I'm just letting them pay it as long as they can. I don't need it.
Yes.
Just letting the boys have it, letting them pay it as they can.
Mighty nice. Sure is. Well, tell me, did you go to a country school around here? Or
what? Yeah, I went right up here about a mile from here to a little country school 3 months in the summertime. Yeah, 3 months on school. Of course, I did went on some after they got to have a winter school and built a schoolhouse down here. Mm-hmm.
And, was that like first grade or?
Yeah. Well, they got to call them primer grade, you know, later. And
right.
I just said, I never did go far in the fourth grade in reading. But in my way of reading, you know, I might not have called it all just right, but I could. Some of them said, used to be go to church up there, said, well, I was the best reader he knew of.
Well, back then, I guess, when people just didn't have time to put in school like they do nowadays?
Oh, well, and then they just didn't have school. Mm-hmm. 3 months in the summertime, the only school they'd have.
Everybody, well, they didn't have it during the regular year?
No, everybody have the children in the field, help them in the field. And the children went to school. About 3 months in the summer. And I had to walk about 4 miles. And maybe hustle up and get back home and plow a patch of peas for night then when I left there.
Mm. Well, you had a hard day, didn't you?
Yeah.
Go work at school and come home and work.
Yeah. But we didn't have to get up home work and all that kind of stuff. Now like we do.
Yes, sir.
We had one teacher that had 75 enrolled in that school. That's good.
That one teacher had to teach all of them?
One teacher, she's only third grade. They finally took her license after they got later years. Of course, I done got grown and got out of it, but later they came. Mm-hmm. Oh, she didn't have education now.
I see.
Mm.
Did you have any other favorite subjects you say you like to read pretty well?
Yeah, I was pretty good in geography, history, arithmetic.
I guess so.
Spelling. I sort of always stood ahead of my class in spelling. But I can't now. It's all gone. I just got away from it.
Did y'all have those spelling bees?
Yeah, I stood up at it, you guitar, and the rest of them maybe you done sit down. Have a new multiplication table and have it just like a spelling bee, you know.
How'd that work?
Well, it just give you out, just like giving out the words in a spelling bee, you have two sides, you know. Mm-hmm. Give out the multiplication, just skip here and yon and give some.
Oh, I see.
And I'll sit down fine, they all got to laughing, and I finally sit down on 11 times 11.
11 times 11. Yeah. What is that, 121?
Yeah. I raised a little girl here, me and wife did, along my nephew over across the road. I never could learn her the multiplication table. She'd come in here, I got to have so-and-so on the multiplication table, and I'd write them out for her. She'd lose them. I said, you didn't learn them? No. I ain't learned them. I can't get them. You ain't trying.
Yeah. You gotta put out a little effort.
Yeah. She finally passed down here in 12th grade and all. But shoot, I hadn't gotten far in the 4th grade and I could beat her on anything.
That seems to be the case nowadays that, you know, you hear about people actually graduating from high school not being able to read.
That's
that
right.
Seems unbelievable.
You can't spell nothing. You can't write. Hardly sign the name.